Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, you have a really interesting story about Congressman John Delaney, still a freshman. I guess this would be a second term that he started.
Right, kind of a sophomore, yeah.
And having some influence on national policy, really, about infrastructure and business taxes. Tell us what he's doing. Tell us what he has done.
Okay. Well, the biggest news of the moment on this front is that President Obama has essentially embraced a Delaney proposal that would use corporate tax money that is being, you know, squirreled away across foreign seas because people don't want to pay their taxes here. It would, on a one-time basis, would bring some of that money home and use it to fix America's crumbling roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. So it's kind of a twofer deal that the president has embraced and actually is backed by something like 80 members of Congress, half Republicans, half Democrats.
Do we know how much money is involved here? It's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot of money, and frankly, I can't tell you that right now, Fraser, because the actual percentages used in the president's proposal versus Delaney's changes a lot, so I can't give you. But the important thing to remember here is that this money would sort of replace the highway trust fund money, which is due to run out in May. We are going broke in May to fix our infrastructure. So any money that comes is ahead of the game.
Well, this is really a big deal. I mean, for whatever reason, the Congress hasn't been willing to move on the problem of infrastructure repair. So it's I guess the congressman won't get credit for it except here by name. But it's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. Actually, and editorial writers and people looking at, you know, let's do the most obvious thing would say, come on, Congress, just raise the gasoline tax. It hasn't been raised since 1993. You know, prices are down extraordinarily. If ever there was a time to raise a gasoline tax, it would be now. But the Republican leaders of Congress are signaling no dice. Meanwhile, there is something, even though they love corporations, there's something appealing to the Republicans about not letting corporations make their money in this country and then hide it overseas. That's annoying to them, and they would like to do something about that. So it's kind of a win-win in a political situation. Of course, the other side of it is President Obama's budget. It seemed like such a kind of wish list anyway. You wonder how practical any of it is, but even so, John Delaney spent 2 years building up a lot of support. Former Representative Dave Camp, a Republican from Michigan, is another backer. It's got promise.
Karen, is there a way to bring this out of the budget so that it can be dealt with on its own?
Well, yes, of course. It would be a separate piece of legislation, probably going through the Ways and Means Committee and so forth. I mean, you know how everything in Congress can be separately dealt with. The unfortunate thing in recent years is that it all gets lumped together at the end and it's, you know, voted up or voted down. But
well, it sounds like something positive might actually happen, and a Marylander's involved in it. Good for us. Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.